friend Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Shogger, favorite rap band of all time or artist?
Probably gotta go with Eminem.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. I know that's kind of a, probably won't be a popular answer, but I don't know. I never got Jay-Z. I just don't get it. It's kind of whatever for me. No big deal. Tupac, yeah. Beastie Boys were decent.
Yeah, right? I like
Beastie
the Beasties.
Had some classics, mm-hmm. for sure.
N.W.A.
Yeah. Well. But Eminem keeps bringing it. Like he's been solid for a long time now. And Lose Yourself was pretty epic. And so, yeah, I'd probably say Eminem.
Would you karaoke a rap song?
Would I karaoke a rap song? No. No, I'll leave that to my boy Josh Clausen. You should have him on, by the way, if you're talking rap. That
oh,
guy,
I know. Oh, well, you know, he used to write rap songs.
Oh, I've heard them. Like, people might not know this, but Josh Clausen and I worked together at Global Television in Saskatoon back in 2000. And people might also not know this, but I was the one that pushed Josh extremely hard and helped him land the job here in Edmonton. People can thank me for that. But I heard some of his early material. I heard some of his early stuff back in the day in Saskatoon. Holy man!
Yes,
Josh, he brought some heat.
It's not the meteorologist you see on TV every night.
No, he
could have had a whole feature, meteorologist a day, rap. Profanity mouth at night, Josh Clausen.
Yeah, no, but he's and of course he did just a spectacular job in your charity karaoke contest last year.
Yeah, are you gonna enter this year?
I don't know, when is it again?
It'll be we're officially announcing it in 2 weeks, but it'll be May 23rd.
Yeah, so you pick dates that I have no idea if I'm gonna be here or not. Absolutely no clue, and probably won't know until the day before. You do this stuff during playoffs, and I'm on call and on planes and traveling all over, so I can't commit. If I'm here, maybe I'll come by.
Maybe.
Then you'll drag me up on stage again, kicking and screaming.
Oh,
what
yeah.
What did we do last year? It was awful.
Let's not talk about that. Let's move on.
No, what did we do? We did like Backstreet Boys.
I think there was five of us up there, yeah. I think it was Everybody.
That was
an easy song. Everybody knows the words. Everybody knows the words.
Yeah. Oh, buddy. You know what? You don't drag a buddy up on stage and give him no choice.
Yeah, but you sang it. You knew all the words, so it's fine. Which I knew you would.
I'm not going to lie to you. I didn't need the monitors. I'll be honest.
True. True. Neither did I. Not a lot of words in that song, so it's easy.
Mm-hmm.
A few things. Bob Nicholson today announces he's stepping down as longtime GM head of Hockey Canada president. What do you foresee a job in the NHL for him? Do you think he could be a GM, or is he more a president?
I think Bob would probably be more of a president, and I absolutely could see him being a president in the National Hockey League at some point. He knows how to run an organization. I mean, Hockey Canada is a big, multi-million dollar, massive hockey operation that he oversaw, and there were some pretty significant victories under his watch, but they had some tough defeats too. But I think Bob was pretty well respected. Bob, as well as he did his job day to day and was pretty official about it. Having a beer with Bob was great as well. Like he's just a rock solid guy, just a good, good man. And I think there would be room for him somewhere. I don't know where exactly, but I would definitely, if I had an NHL team, give Bob Nicholson a strong look to run it.
Yeah. I'd be interested if somehow he lands in the Calgary Flames organization.
Yeah. Well, I mean, could be. He's lived in Calgary for a long time.
Yep.
I don't know that change is coming at the president's position there or not. They've got a couple of guys there that kind of want to float around in that hemisphere, right? Berkey doesn't want to be the GM, so what's he want to be? And then where does Ken King fit into that mix? And that sounds like too many cooks in the kitchen unless somebody gets fired out the back door by the dumpster. So I don't know that there's a fit there. But who knows? I think he's pretty well respected out there and certainly well known in hockey circles.
Ryan Rashog from TSN joins us. Edmonton Oilers, Ryan, a loss last night. Second game in a row where they played well. They had a lead in the third period against San Jose and Anaheim. Could not hold on to the lead. End up getting two more moral victories, which maybe they lead the league in this year. But, you know, overall, you know, you have to like the effort of the Edmonton Oilers. But still, that means nothing on the score sheet or in the standings whatsoever. And last night they did outshoot the Ducks, but four players combined for 25 of their 32 shots. I guess that's great for the Nugent Hopkins line, and then Sam Gagner had six. But are we seeing now, maybe more than anything, that that this team still lacks a lot of depth in their top nine?
Oh yeah, for sure they do, for sure. And so there's the bright side of it, glass half full, and then there's the dark side of it, glass half empty. And you touched on the glass half full. Like, that top line has been lights out for two games now. Dangerous on most of their shifts. Taylor Hall is using his speed remarkably right now. I don't know that I've ever seen him this effective with using his speed. He's always been good at it, but, I mean, he's getting in behind people. He's pushing people back. They're giving him all kinds of time and space and respect off the rush. He's able to cut it into the middle and make plays or take it wide. Like, he's just playing unconscious right now. Eberle and Nugent Hopkins, their last two games have been really, really good. So when that top line's going, they have a chance to beat anybody. They really do. They're actually that good. But expecting them to play at that level every night for 82 games is just, it's kind of unrealistic. But they need to find a way to get 80% of that and then have a few nights a year where they really blow it up. They need to find 80% of that kind of performance level night in, night out through a season. But they're so up and down and all over the place still. So that's the glass half full, is that high end just makes Oilers fans lick their chops, I'm sure. But then the glass has half empty, and once again, the other team gets a save that they don't. Faust was okay, but he had to make that save on that third goal. And the rest of the team really doesn't chip in much. There's a pretty significant drop-off after the first five forwards, I would say. And it gets a little bit, little tough after that for him.
Ryan Rashog joins us. Martin Marincin, Oscar Klefbom. I know it's late in the season. Every game that I watch Oscar Klefbom, it's a lot of the small things that I like from his game. Number one, he is strong enough when he leans on a guy, he can put the guy in an uncomfortable position and knock him off the puck. And that, it's just not something you've seen, and maybe I'm putting too much stock into it because it's just not something I've seen very often from this defense corps. But, man, I look at Klefbom and Marincin, and next season, as much as I like Marincin's game, I might like Klefbom better just because I think he can handle a lot of the one-on-one battles better. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I'm right there with you. I think that Marincin's got more experience right now, so he's 30 games ahead of him. But Klefbom is looking really good, and I agree with you. But, I mean, Klefbom is in absolutely incredible physical condition. But he is a specimen. The guy is in unbelievable shape. So wherever he goes this summer, I'd be sending Martin Marincin, just saying, hey, go do everything he does and come back next year in that kind of shape. Because Klefbom is every bit the professional athlete that the Oilers are hoping he will be. And that shows. It absolutely shows out there. He's still reasonably young, but he's strong and he's smart. And I think they've got a good one here. I know it's early, but I agree with you. Look at the small things he does, the way he can hold guys off. He's making some young mistakes, and that's fine. But, boy, he can get himself out of trouble with a couple of powerful strides. He's got his head up. He can find guys, good first pass. These two look really good. And I don't think that the Oilers want to rush him into a top four or even five role anytime too soon. But if you have them if they can improve their defense and bring in a couple of guys to play ahead of them and let them play where they're supposed to play, which is in a 5-6 role and learn, then that gives them their best chance.
Taylor Hall, Nugent Hopkins, and Eberle have really been dominating, Ryan. But I looked in deeper to Hall's numbers, and over the last 2 years, you know, he's got the eighth most points of anybody in the NHL, seventh or tied for fifth in points per game with Kane and Ovechkin.
Yeah,
is, you know, for all the negative focus that people seem to have on Taylor Hall, are they not focusing on the things that he's really good at?
Yeah, and I don't know what negative focus are you suggesting or talking about? I mean, what are we talking about?
Well,
are we
people
talking about smashing a water bottle or slamming a stick, or are we talking about parts of his game?
Both. Like, the, you know, the, oh, okay, you know what, he's young, and like when people call Lemieux, Gretzky, and Crosby whiners, not saying he's in their category, of course, but on that level, and then on the, you know, the defensive awareness level. Like, I understand that there's areas of his game he needs to improve on. I don't discount that, but it seems that that almost has gotten too much focus when you look to say, this is what this guy's doing on a bad team where he still is the guy leading the charge 98% of the time.
Yeah, no, Taylor Hall is an exceptional NHL player. He's on his way to being, and if he isn't already, an absolute star in this league. He's a top 10 scorer. He's a star. So, yeah, that is what Taylor Hall is. I think the barometer that people here measure him by is what he has to be for this team to be able to have him at the center and them win. And I think that he gets judged by that a lot. So a lot of teams have this great high-end point-producing guy who maybe other parts of his game are kind of all over the map, but they've also got, Patrick Kane, say, is a great example, right? High-end offensive guy, has never been great defensively, not the hardest back-checker around. His two-way game is meh at best, but who cares? He gets an incredible amount of points. But what has he always had? Well, he's always had Jonathan Toews insulating him. The Oilers don't have that. Taylor Hall is their best offensive player, and they don't have that rock-solid two-way guy that complements his game and allows him to go do that. So Taylor Hall has to be everything. He has to be the guy that gets 85 points, but also has to be solid in his own end, because they don't have other guys that can go out there and do that, other offensive guys. Nugent Hopkins doesn't have that in his game yet. Sam Gagne does not have that in his game. So, yeah, it's tough. It's a tough measuring stick for Taylor Hall, but this is a star player. Yeah, there's a few nicks in his game here and there and some this and that like we've seen this year. But I think that it does get a little bit nitpicky, and this is one of the best players in the world. And he's showing it. I mean, he's having a spectacular year this year.
He definitely is having a good year. Filip Larsson, a lot of people have liked him all of a sudden because, you know, the last few games, he almost seems energized playing forward for a few shifts because he doesn't have to play in his own zone, and then he gets to play on the power play at defense.
That's amazing. Another small forward, just what they need.
Yeah, no, could Larsson be like that 14th forward for you?
No.
No? Okay.
No. Sorry, man.
I don't want him, but...
Maybe I'm being stubborn on this one, This is my, I'm just a full no-go on this guy. Just full no-go. He is an absolute tweener. Forget him as a forward. Like, he's playing okay right now, whatever. Can't play defense. Too soft, too weak. Not tough. Doesn't hit. Not that good offensively. Can't keep the puck in at the blue line. Not great on the wall. He's just a total tweener. I mean, maybe I'm being too hard on him, but I've not liked this guy all year. I haven't liked him since the first time I saw him. He's just filler in a sweater right now. And he's got a long way to go in my eyes to show that he belongs in the league and can make a difference on a team that has a chance to win.
Yeah,
how was that for definitive?
No, I don't have a problem. It's nice to have finally a definitive answer. I don't like sitting on the fence, so that's perfect.
Yeah,
no,
exactly.
I wouldn't want him either, but Struds had brought it up last night. I was just curious.
This team where they're at now, I mean, sure. Would you rather have him in there than whoever, Pinizzotto or whoever? Sure. But you're talking about the fourth line on the 29th place team in the league. There's going to be some riffraff and some scrap garbage there, and that's just kind of... I mean, the guy's a defenseman. He's scrambled to stay in the league as a defenseman. They got to play him forward now out of necessity.
Yeah.
It's kind of ridiculous. And yeah, sure. I mean, he banged in a couple of goals here and hasn't been horrible, but he's been given lots of opportunity to play a regular role. He can't do it.
Shogger, we'll have some more rap song trivia with you next time we have you on the show. I appreciate it. Have a good Thursday.
I'll have to bone up, man. Bone up on my Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and all that stuff. That was, I mean, really, when I was younger, that was really what it was all about. That was more like late 80s, wasn't it?
That was late 80s, right? you were probably Rob Bass, Joint Pain.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good stuff, too. I like Marky Mark, too.
Marky Mark and the Funky Bun. Oh.
Yeah.
What about Montel Jordan? This
oh,
is
yeah.
how we do it.
That's not how you do it, buddy.
I know.
I don't know how you do it.
No, that's not how you do it.
Not how you do
yeah, well, I need a beat in the background. It doesn't sound as good.
Have a good one, man.
Take her easy, Ryan Rashog from TSN.